God fulfills His promises if we cooperate. March 30. God's promises do not fail. Behold, I stand at the door, and knock. If any man hear my voice, and open the door, I will come into him, and will sup with him, and he with me. I saw that many have so much rubbish piled up at the door of their heart that they cannot get the door open. Some have difficulties between themselves and their brethren to remove. Others have evil tempers, selfish covetousness, to remove before they can open the door. Others have rolled the world before the door of their heart, which bars the door. All this rubbish must be taken away, and then they can open the door and welcome the Savior in. Oh, how precious was this promise, as it was shown to me in vision. I will come into him, and will sup with him, and he with me. Oh, the love, the wondrous love of God! After all our lukewarmness and sins, he says, "Return unto me, and I will return unto thee, and will heal all thy backslidings." Some, I saw, would gladly return. Others will not let his message to the Laodicean church have its weight upon them. They will glide along, much after the same manner as before, and will be spewed out of the mouth of the Lord. Those only who zealously repent will have favor with God. Jesus died to make a way of escape for us, that we might overcome every evil temper, every sin, every temptation, and sit down at last with him. It is our privilege to have faith and salvation. The power of God has not decreased. His power, I saw, would be just as freely bestowed now as formerly. It is the Church of God that have lost their faith to claim, their energy to wrestle, as did Jacob, crying, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." Enduring faith has been dying away. It must be revived in the hearts of God's people.